We're the Joe and Alex Show. You got myself, Joe. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Liv the Web Girl.
Hello.
Hey, Pork Chop.
Hello.
Producer extraordinaire. And, of course, our technical producer, Lenny Bree, in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. A wife is being called out because she came up with what people are saying, like an extremely strict rule, and actually a list, not just one rule, that she gave her husband because he's going to be going to his friend's bachelor party. And let me just read through some of these. And I want to know, I know, Alex and Liv, you're not married, but you've had guys in the past, and in general, would you enforce these with your bro, your boy, if he was going out with somebody? No illegal drugs are allowed. So you're not smoking any weed, you're not doing any lines of cocaine.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
What about cigarettes? She says no cigarettes.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Okay. No alcohol?
Well, no, that's ridiculous.
She said that alcohol could lead to bad choices and you wouldn't want to do that.
No, a bachelor party, you are definitely drinking.
Okay, good. I'm glad you at least agree with that one. What about this? No strippers, dancers, or women at all. All these that are going to be there, I guess, are men that are already married, so there's no need for that.
I don't have a problem with this. There are some women.
Wow, I'm surprised you said that.
Some women do not want either them or their spouse to go for their bachelor party or bachelorette party to have any type of strippers or whatever. It makes them feel insecure. They don't like it, and they respect that in each other, and they just go do like a guy's camping trip or something like that. I've heard of that a ton of times, especially with people that I know in the Christian community. I don't have a problem with that, but I know a lot of people do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's great if you can do a bachelor party or bachelorette party without any nakedness. I think that'd be great. I don't want
that's
my
not
bachelorette
a bad
party.
Rule.
My bachelorette party one day, I totally imagine it. I want to go somewhere like Naples or Malibu or something like that and do a spa day and do mimosas. And that's what I want to do, some kind of trip like that for my bachelorette party. That doesn't involve any male strippers.
No ding dong up in your face. Okay.
No.
It also says all the phones, because I guess the guys in this group, everybody has iPhones. All phones need to have their actual location tracking on.
So they can see
where everybody's at. There's no lie, and the phone don't lie.
With my future husband, he would already have his on because that's something that I make guys do. I share my location, they share with me, but it's not necessarily because I'm psycho. 10% of it is. 10% of it is I'm psycho. 90% of it is you know how I am about being nervous that someone's going to get abducted or something.
So
I always want them to know where I am in case of emergency and vice versa.
So they can have yours, but you don't have to have theirs.
No, I think we should have each other in case he goes missing or something like that. It's easier to track somebody. That's why, so I've always done
that. You're so worried about him going missing.
My friends and I have that on each other. Like, I can always look up, like, one of my best girlfriends and I know where she is, she's at. It's just like a safety thing.
No swearing, no gambling, and finally on her list, the guys need to be back into the Airbnb, I guess, that they're renting by midnight.
Okay, that's all ridiculous. She's marrying a
grown
man, not a fifth grader.
Run for the hills, bro. Get the heck out. My gosh, okay.
It sounds like this girl does not trust her husband at all.
No, and you know what does amaze me, though? Like, I could never imagine actually going as a guy on her bachelor party. Like, oh, man, I can't believe I hooked up with that stripper. Like, I don't know how that happens. It does sometimes. Like, people cheat and do some shady stuff, but
people also get drunk. They end up at Mike Tyson's house. They
steal lions and tigers.
Yeah, they cut their palm and do a blood oath.
Well, that actually is allowed on there.
Lose
at the very
tooth.
Bottom. Those are things that are allowed on the bachelor trip.